Chapter 60. Proving abortive, Giscard's regiment was disbanded, and he was discharged with a pension of £500 a year. Soon after the Tories came to power, Giscard came to the conclusion that there was no hope of employment for him, and little chance of receiving his pension, and he began a treacherous correspondence with the French. When this was detected, he was brought before the Privy Council, and finding that everything was known, and wishing a better death than hanging, he stabbed Harley in the breast. Mrs. Manley, under Swift's directions, wrote a narrative of Giscard's examination, and the incident greatly added to the security of Harley's position, and to the strength of the government. 23. Harley's surgeon, Mr. Green. 24. See letter 9, note 20. 25. Mrs. Wall's baby, see February 5, 1711. 26. The phrase had its origin in the sharp practices in the horse and cattle markets. Writing to Arbuthnot in 1727, Swift said that Gay had made a pretty good bargain, that is a Smithfield, for a little place in the custom house. 27. Here. Letter 18. 1. See Swift's paper in the Examiner, number 32, and Mrs. Manley's pamphlet, already mentioned. 2. Presumably Mrs. Johnson's palsy water, see letter 5, note 17. 3. Thomas Wentworth, Baron Raby, 1672-1739, was created Viscount Wentworth and Earl of Strafford in June 1711. Lord Raby was envoy and ambassador at Berlin for some years, and was appointed ambassador at The Hague in March 1711. In November he was nominated as joint plenipotentiary with the Bishop of Bristol, to negotiate the terms of peace. He objected to Prior as a colleague. Swift says he was as proud as hell. In 1715 it was proposed to impeach Strafford, but the proceedings were dropped. In his later years he was, according to Lord Hervey, a loquacious and illiterate, but constant, speaker in the House of Lords. 4. A beauty, to whom Swift addressed verses in 1708. During the frost of January 1709 Swift wrote, Mrs. Floyd looked out with both her eyes, and we had one day's thaw, but she drew in her head, and it now freezes as hard as ever. She was a great friend of Lady Betty Germain's. 5. Swift never had the smallpox. 6. See letter 12, note 22. 7. Art. 8. The first number of The Spectator appeared on March 1, 1711. 9. In one of his poems Swift speaks of Stella Ossing in an easy chair. 10. See letter 4, note 20. 11. T is reasonable to suppose that Swift's acquaintance with Arbuthnot commenced just about this time, for in the original letter Swift misspells his name, and writes it Arbuthnot, in a clear large hand, that M.D. might not mistake any of the letters. Dean Swift, Dr. John Arbuthnot had been made physician in ordinary to the Queen. He was one of Swift's dearest friends. 12. Clobber E. Bromley, M. P.P. for Coventry, son of William Bromley, M. P.C. Letter 10, Note 1, died on March 20, 1711, and Boyer, Political State, I-255, says that the house, out of respect to the father, and to give him time, both to perform the funeral rites, and to indulge his just affliction, adjourned until the 26th. 13. See Letter 5, Note 4. 14. See letter 17, note 11. 15. Sir John Percival, Bart. Died 1748, was created Baron Percival 1715, Viscount Percival 1722, and Earl of Egmont 1733, all in the Irish peerage. He married, in 1710, Catherine, eldest daughter of Sir Philip Parker Amberley, Bart. Of Irwerton, Suffolk, and his son, born February 27, 1710-11, was made Baron Percival and Holland, in the English peerage, in 1762. 16. This report was false. The old pretender did not marry until 1718, when he was united to the Princess Clementina Maria, daughter of Prince James Sobieski. Letter 19. 1. John Hartstinch, D. D.D. died 1717, was Bishop of Ossory from 1693 to 1714, when he was translated to Derry. 2C Letter 15 Note 16. 3 Thomas Proby was Chirurgeon General in Ireland from 1699 until his death in 1761. In his short character of Thomas, Earl of Wharton, Swift speaks of him as person universally esteemed, who had been badly treated by Lord Wharton. In 1724 Proby's son, a captain in the army, was accused of popery, and Swift wrote to Lord Carteret that the charge was generally believed to be false. "He father is the most universally beloved of any man I ever knew in his station. You cannot do any personal thing more acceptable to the people of Ireland than in inclining towards lenity to Mr. Proby and his family." Proby was probably a near relative of Sir Thomas Proby, Bart. M.P., of Elton, Hunts, at whose death in 1689 the baronetcy expired. Mrs. Proby seems to have been a Miss Spencer. 4. Meliora, daughter of Thomas Coningsby, Baron of Clanbrassil and Earl of Coningsby, and wife of Sir Thomas Southwell, afterwards Baron Southwell, one of the commissioners of revenue in Ireland, and a member of the Irish Privy Council. Lady Southwell died in 1736. 5. Lady Betty Rochfort was the daughter of Henry More, 3rd Earl of Drogheda. Her husband, George Rochfort, M. P.P. for Westmeath, was son of Robert Rochfort, an Irish judge, and brother of Robert Rochfort, M. P.P., to whose wife Swift addressed his advice to a very young lady on her marriage. Lady Betty's son Robert was created Earl of Belvedere in 1757. 6. See Letter 17 Note 23. Mr. Bussier, of Suffolk Street, had been called in directly after the outrage, but Radcliffe would not consult him. 7. A letter from Dr. King dated March 17, 1711, commenting on Giscard's attack upon Harley. 8. See February 10, 1710-11. 9. The word randgram or angram ordinarily means a toy or gimcrack, or trumpery article. Cf. Witcherly, plain dealer, e. 1. But go, thou trangram, and carry back those trangrams which thou hast stolen or purloined. Apparently, rangam here means a tally. 10. See Letter 12 Note 2. 11. Swift means Godolphin, the late Lord Treasurer. 12. Sir John Holland, see Letter 3 Note 28. 13. T caused a violent daub on the paper, which still continues much discolored in the original Dean Swift. 14. He forgot here to say, at night. Apostrophe apostrophe see what goes before Dean Swift. 15. See Letter 17 Note 1. 16. Irishman. Eag was a term of contempt for an Irishman. 17. To Mr. Harley, wounded by Giscard. In this piece Prior said, Britain with tears shall bathe thy glorious wound, a wound which could not have been inflicted by any but a stranger to our land. 18. Sir Thomas Mansell married Martha, daughter and heiress of Francis Millington, a London merchant. 19. Slatterning, consuming carelessly. 20. The candle grease mentioned before, which soaked through, deformed this part of the paper on the second page, Dean Swift. 21. Harcourt. 22. William Rawlinson, formerly a wine merchant, settled afterwards in Oxfordshire, where he died at a great age. He was a friend of Pope, Bolingbroke, and Gay. 23. In relation to the banknote, see Letter 17 Note 14. 24. Swift was, at this time, their great support and champion, Dean Swift. 25. See Letter 14 Note 15. 26. See Letter 17 Note 25. 27. Tella, with all her wit and good sense, spelled very ill, and Dr. Swift insisted greatly upon women spelling well, Dean Swift. 28. The slope of the letters in the words this way, is to the left hand, but the slope of the words that way, is to the right hand, Dean Swift. 29. See Letter 17 Note 24. 30. See Letter 5 Note 11 and Letter 10 Note 28. Letter 20. 1. By the Act 9 and Cap. 23 the number of Hackney coaches was increased to 800, and it was provided that they were to go a mile and a half for 1 shilling, 2 miles for 1 shilling and sixpence, and so on. 2 see letter 11 note 39. 3 in a letter to Swift, of March 17, 1711 King said, that it might have been thought, that Guiscard's attack would have convinced the world, that Harley was not in the French interest. But it did not have that effect withal, for some whispered the case of Fenius Rufus and Sevenus in the 15th book of Tacitus. Accensus indicibus ad prudendum Fenium Rufum, quem undum consum et inquisitorum non tolerabunt. Next month Swift told King that it was reported that the Archbishop had applied this passage in a speech made to his clergy, and explained at some length the steps he had taken to prevent the story being published in the Postboy. King thanked Swift for this action, explaining that he had been arguing on Harley's behalf when someone instanced the story of Rufus. For a Tory paper, published thrice weekly by Abel Roper. 5 Sir Charles Duncombe, banker, died on April 9, 1711. The first wife of the Duke of Argyll, see letter 11 note 57, was Duncombe's niece, Mary Brown, daughter of Ursula Duncombe and Thomas Brown, of St. Margaret's, Westminster. Duncombe was elected Lord Mayor in 1700, and was the richest commoner in England. 6 The Rev. Dylan Ash, see letter 12 note 23. 7 John, 4th Baron Powlett, was created Earl Powlett in 1706, after serving as one of the commissioners for the Treaty of Union with Scotland. From August 1710 to May 1711 he was First Lord of the Treasury, and from June 1711 to August 1714 he was Lord Steward of the Household. 8 Gloucester Stupid Person. 9 Sir William Reed, a quack who advertised largely in the Tatler and other papers. He was satirized in number 547 of the Spectator. In 1705 he was knighted for his services in curing many seamen and soldiers of blindness gratis, and he was appointed oculist in ordinary to the Queen. Reed died in 1715, but his business was continued by his widow. 10 General John Webb was not on good terms with Marlborough. He was a Tory, and had gained distinction in the war at Wynendael, 1708, though the Duke's secretary gave the credit, in the dispatch, to Cadogan. There is a well-known account of Webb in Thackeray's Esmond. He was severely wounded at Malplaquet in 1709 and in 1710 was given the governorship of the Isle of Wight. He died in 1724. 11 Henry Campion, M. pp. 4 Penryn, is mentioned in the Political State for February 1712 as one of the leading men of the October Club. Campion seems to have been member, not for Penryn, but for Bossiney. 12 see letter 3 note 32. 13 Sir George Beaumont, Bart. M. P. for Leicester, and an acquaintance of Swift's mother, was made a commissioner of the Privy Seal in 1712 and one of the Lords of the Admiralty in 1714. He died in 1737. 14 Enoch Finch, afterwards 2nd Earl of Aylesford, was the son of Enoch Finch, the chief counsel for the seven bishops, who was created Baron Guernsey in 1703 and Earl of Aylesford in 1714. 15 James, Lord Compton, afterwards 5th Earl of Northampton, was the eldest son of George, the 4th Earl. He was summoned to the House of Lords in December 1711, and died in 1754. 16 see letter 11 note 12. Letter 21. 1 in 1670 Temple, thanked the Grand Duke of Tuscany for an entire vintage of the finest wines of Italy, Temple's Works, 1814-155-56, 2 Mrs. Manley, see letter 17 note 22, 3 Charles Caesar, M. pp. 4 Hartford, was appointed Treasurer of the Navy in June 1711 in the room of Robert Walpole. 4 Joseph I. His successor was his brother Charles, the King of Spain recognized by England. 5 Simon Harcourt, M. P. PP for Wallingford. He married Elizabeth, sister of Sir John Evelyn, Bart, and died in 1720 aged 35, before his father. He was secretary to the Society of Rothers, wrote verses, and was a friend of the poets. His son Simon was created Earl Harcourt in 1749, and was Lord Lieutenant of Ireland. 6. Doyley, a 17th century linen draper, probably Thomas Doyley, at the Nun, in Henrietta Street, Covent Garden, invented stuffs which I'd at once be cheap and genteel spectator, number 283, 7 a special envoy. The resident from Venice in 1710 was Signor Bianchi. 8 see letter 17 note 5. 9 Nanfan Coote, 2nd Earl of Bellamont, who died in 1708 married, in 1705 Lucia Anna, daughter of Henry de Nassau, Lord of Auverquerque, and sister of Henry, 1st Earl of Grantham. She died in 1744. 10 Arnese Dean Swift, 11 see letter 20 note 3. 12 Swift's changes of residence during the period covered by the journal were numerous. On September 2017-10 he moved from Pall Mall to Berry Street, where I suppose I shall continue while in London. But on December 28 he went to new lodgings in St. Albans Street, Haymarket. On April 26, 1711 he moved to Chelsea, and from there to Suffolk Street, to be near the Van Ham Rise. He next moved to St. Martin Street, Leicester Fields, and a month later to Panton Street, Haymarket. In 1712 he lodged for a time at Kensington Gravel Pits. 13 at Raffling for Books. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.